Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's called The Brilliant Insight into the Effectiveness of Habits, the critically acclaimed Winning Habits of Steve Jobs by Dr. Robert Taguchi. Provides a glimpse into the successful attributes of this remarkable icon of the technology industry, often characterized as one of the founders of the personal computer revolution. Steve Jobs displayed distinct habits and behaviors of entrepreneurship that were the foundations of his success. The vast majority of books that describe his success emphasizes what he did in terms of dates, events, startups, product launches. Winning Habits delves into the exploration of the how behind Jobs' remarkable success. Dr. Robert Taguchi is a writer. He served as a former faculty member at the National Defense University, teaching courses on leadership, strategy, and personal effectiveness. He also spent a decade contributing to conceptual change within the U.S. Army, served two tours with the U.S. Army's Training and Doctrine Command as the Director, Strategic Plans, and Chief Initiatives Group, a B.S. degree concentrating in engineering from the U.S. Military Academy, and a Ph.D. in history from Duke. He and his wife, Tina, live in Vast, North Carolina. And back with us on This Week in America, Dr. Robert Taguchi, author of The Winning Habits of Steve Jobs. Dr. Taguchi, welcome back. It's a pleasure to have you on the program. Been looking forward to this all day. Great to have you back with us.
It's great to be here. Thank you that superb introduction, and it's just a favor of God that I get a chance to talk about this book. Thank you.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you here to talk about this book. Dr. Taguchi has been with us before. You'll find that in our archives. It's a fascinating conversation. Love what you did in the book because it's a really different approach, and we'll talk about that during the course of the interview. I want to take a second here just to talk a little bit about your background. You're from what, the state of Hawaii, taught in Washington, D.C. How do you end up in the East Coast?
Traveling to the East Coast was probably the furthest thing from my mind when I grew up on the Big Island of Hawaii.
Oh, yes.
And it's a beautiful island, so, you know, the southernmost island with active volcanoes and fern grottos, waterfalls, and white, black, green sand beach, the scuba diving. It's just a beautiful place to grow up. But at the age of 17, I received two scholarships to go to the East Coast, one to the Navy Surface Academy in Annapolis and the other to the Army at West Point. And I could not swim, so I chose the Army. So that's funny how little things in life steer your whole career plan.
And yes, a lot
and
of
I landed
thought
in New York City and been there ever since. Go ahead.
That's just amazing. Yeah, how little things like not swimming. Okay, you eliminate the Navy right away, and you end up at the military academy. And what an illustrious career you've had! And on top of all of that, a very successful writer as well. What made you decide to start writing?
And that's interesting because I was a terrible writer when I grew up. I was a bad reader. I was a poor writer. I was a whiz in math and science. I could do well, but I struggled every year to even write Christmas cards. Just those two or three sentences were aggravating to me as a little kid. So I said a prayer. I said, God, I want you to bless me with the ability to write a book, and I know you can do it. And then a couple decades later, you know, I had great professors like I.B. Holly at Duke that taught me how to write.
Well, they did an excellent job. The book is proof of that. The book is The Winning Habits of Steve Jobs by Dr. Robert Taguchi. I'll spell all of that. The book available at stratton-press.com, Amazon, all of the usual places. Of course, information up on our website as well. I mentioned the diverse background you have in the military. With that background, what inspired you to write this book about The Winning Habits of Steve Jobs?
And people ask me that all the time. Why Steve Jobs? Because he's not associated with the military. But as you know, today the U.S. military is in the throes of great technological innovation. We're relying upon technology to get the next big breakthrough on the battlefield. So who better than to study about technology innovation than Steve Jobs? So it fits right in with where we're trying to go. And I noticed that Steve Jobs, he had certain habits of innovation that were repeatable. You know, he found the dots, he connected the dots, networked the dots, forecasted and scaled the dots into the future. And he has a certain pattern of innovation that I got into. And his accomplishments are just, you know, superb. There he was a spark that brought some of the best software to make personal computers successful around the globe, leveraging his insights from Xerox PARC. Well, he's been instrumental in the development of all these wonderful technologies. Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say it's incredible to get the how. We think of him as this brilliant person, sort of the, you know, God gifted abilities to do this. It really was a process with him, wasn't it? It was the habits, the winning habits, that made all of this innovation possible.
Exactly. And what I notice is these habits are repeatable. It's not something that only one person can, yes, can master. And Steve Jobs, I mean, he came from a background that was not impressive at all. So, he really brought himself up on his own through these habits.
When you were putting this book together, he, of course, was a well-known figure in the business community. Did you receive help from Silicon Valley in researching and writing this book? How helpful were the people there? Did you lean on them to get some information?
Yeah, absolutely, because I was not from Silicon Valley. So I reached out to the folks that were willing to work with me, Mr. Dennis Montgomery in particular. He was an Apple engineer in the 80s. He spent a lot of time with me discussing Steve Jobs and his habits. And Dennis took a critical eye to my writings and provided me great feedback. He kind of steered the ship. But I've also had detailed conversations with Bruce Horn and Mark LeBrun, who are part of the Macintosh team. I think Bruce is at Robust AI now, and Mark is at Prometheus. But they helped me to get some of these insights. And these insights are important to be able to get that personal touch and understanding Steve Jobs.
Yeah, people that were right there as all of this was developing, and what an exciting time it was. We pick up the paper now, and every day we sort of see something new in innovation. This was really almost unheard of at this particular point in time, that you could do what with what he's come up with. It's just an amazing story. The book is The Winning Habits of Steve Jobs by Robert Toguchi. That's Toguchi. Book available Stratton-Press.com, Amazon.com, all of the usual places. And, of course, Jobs is a magnetic landmark figure for America. Why don't you highlight what really intrigued you about his background, specifically growing up in Silicon Valley? What was it that captured your attention?
So when I studied Steve Jobs, I was looking for something remarkable in his childhood. And I think the thing that impressed me is that there was nothing exceptional about Steve Jobs' upbringing. You know, he was put up for adoption at an early age. His family was not wealthy. Paul and Clara Jobs were, you know, a blue-collar family living in the Bay Area. Paul, his dad was a machinist, a part-time mechanic, and a full-time later car salesman. And Clara Jobs was a homemaker. So I'm studying his background. I saw nothing really remarkable. But then as a young man, I think he started to develop these habits. And, you know, he was essentially a disadvantaged youth from a middle-class family, and he was a dropout of college. And when I started getting into what turned him around, I learned that it was his habits, simple habits over a period of years that built on his success to become the CEO of Apple.
And you bring those out so well, and we'll touch on some during the course of the interview today, but they're all in the book, The Winning Habits of Steve Jobs, by our guest on the program, back with us, Dr. Robert Toguchi. Book available wherever books are sold. We'll give you that information. The title again, The Winning Habits of Steve Jobs. Why did you select the topic of habits for your perspective on Jobs? And then I'll ask you about the importance of habits, especially on an entrepreneur.
Habits is an interesting subject. So to many competitors in whatever field you are, habits are critical in a sense for long-term success. You know, some of the world-class performers like Michael Phelps, the Olympic swimmer, he maximized the use of small habits, small changes in his daily routine to gain a tremendous difference in his ability to swim. He would even practice habits like having his goggles fill up with water so he knew how to deal with stressful conditions. And later on, he was in competition, and sure enough, his goggles filled up and he knew how to deal with that stress. And at the same time I was researching this book on Steve Jobs, there was a book by Charles Duhigg called The Power of Habits. And I read it and it made sense to me. Once a habit is formed about the age of 8 or 9, it is extremely difficult. You have these habits for life. And if you have habits of success, you cannot help to be successful in your field. And with this idea in mind, I looked at Steve Jobs through that lens over time to recognize his winning habits were critical to his success as a world-class leader and a tech entrepreneur.
You've been able to really go behind the curtain and look at Steve Jobs and sort of analyze that success that you just talked about. From that vantage point, talk about the unique habits of Jobs that maybe many of us wouldn't even realize, but captured your attention, some of the unique aspects of the habits that he developed.
So what was unique about Steve is that he designed every day of his life. Whenever possible, he did not leave any time of his own to chance. So each morning, he would get up and look himself in the mirror and ask, if today was my last day, what would I like to do differently so that I'm just a little bit better today than I was yesterday? And he did that throughout his entire life. So he was an early riser. He got up at 6 o'clock in the morning, great excitement. And at one point in his life, he was both the CEO at Pixar and the CEO at Apple. That's tremendous. And his morning routine was highly productive. So in the mornings, all he did was phone calls and face-to-face meetings dealing with administration. He just dealt with the day-to-day business in the mornings. And then in the afternoons, he dedicated to focusing on innovation, innovative design, new products in the Apple Design Center. And he would immerse himself in a creative environment. Everything around him was there to kind of foster creativity and innovation. He wouldn't take any PowerPoint briefs, and he would embrace the hands-on experience of feeling and touching each product. And so he set that time aside only for that purpose. And then in the evening, he spent time with his family. So in all of this, that was his daily routine, and he mastered it so that every day got better and better until he was at the top of his game.
And he obviously had the discipline to follow through. So many of us think, okay, I'm going to start a new habit. I'm going to do this. I'm going to take care of administrative stuff in the morning, creative stuff in the afternoon. Yet you don't have the discipline to follow through. Something else comes up, or I'm going to spend time with my family. I got a chance to do this. So I'm going to spend time with my family tomorrow night rather than tonight. Discipline, obviously, a big part of his success as well.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's his drive. You know, he knew that he came from a background that was not very impressive, and he had a goal that he wanted to be successful. So I think that's one of the elements that you have to motivate yourself. And you can motivate yourself through habits, too. You can make it a routine every day to look at your vision board and see where you want to go. You can make it a routine every day to spend a half an hour reading. And pretty soon you get a desire to read because you have the habit. So a lot of these are conscious decisions, but you got to want to be successful. And I think that was one of his key elements.
Then do you find that after a while, if you're out of your routine, if your habit is interrupted, it's a negative, isn't it? You want to go back and start all over and do it the way you've always done it.
And that's one thing about Steve is that I noticed that he had a mindset that was different. And
yes.
He understood the importance of the mindset in terms of mental habits. So he had this idea of positive thinking. Everything he did, he tried to turn it into a positive approach. He meditated. Every morning he meditated on what he really wanted in life, and he focused not only in the mornings but throughout the day. So he knew that his mindset was really very, very important to be able to stay on that path.
You'll find all of this and so much more in the book, The Winning Habits of Steve Jobs by Dr. Robert Taguchi, our guest on the program. That's Taguchi. Book available, Stratton-Press.com, Amazon.com, all of the usual places. I want to take a brief break here. We'll be right back. I want to talk about his ability to innovate, which is remarkable when you think what he was able to do, especially at this particular point in time. We'll talk about that and more with Dr. Robert Taguchi after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-331-3981. 800-331-3981. 800-331-3981. That's 800-331-3981.